The fight of the decade, maybe the century, is finally here. Floyd Mayweather Jr., Manny Pacquiao, Saturday night, MGM Grand Garden. I'm Ray Brewer. This is Fightcasters on LasVegasSun.com. Alongside Case Kiefer, we'll be covering the fight on Saturday. And we can't wait. Case, I got it right. Floyd Mayweather negotiated for his name to be first in all promotions of the fight. Finally, it's here after 5 years of waiting. You can't wait. I can't wait. Has the hype equaled what's going to happen on Saturday night?
It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, there's so much hype that you kind of feel like, can it possibly even match it? I mean, we've heard about this for 5-6 years, just about every single time there's a big fight, whether it be Mayweather, Pacquiao, or someone else talked about this fight. So I think it's going to be really hard to match the hype, but I mean, you never know. Boxing has a good history of some fights like this that have this much build up. A lot of times they do deliver, so we'll have to see that. I think that is a big question going in, and you know, it certainly has a lot to live up to in that regard.
Yeah, and rarely do we see a fight with so much anticipation, never multi-year anticipation, that does live up to the hype. I go back to 94, Mike Tyson released from prison. He hadn't fought in 3 years, and he gets in the ring with Peter McNeely, one of the most gross, in terms of profiting, fights all time in Las Vegas, because everybody wanted to see Iron Mike out of the pen. They were anxious to see if he still had it, because that's when Tyson was knocking people out in the first round. Of course, Peter McNeely was a tomato can. The fight barely went, you know, barely lasted. But Tyson was back. There's an example of it not equaling the hype. And now you've got Mayweather and Pacquiao, where there likely won't be a knockout or a knockdown. With the limited action for me, I just don't know what's going to signal a good fight. I mean, if each fighter goes down once, which I highly doubt is going to happen, I think it would be awesome. I just don't know if that's going to be the case.
Yeah, well, you would know better than me probably, because you were around back then for the McNeely in Vegas and stuff. But, you know, what we always hear about Tyson, at least now, is his appeal was just how quickly he destroyed people and dispatched them. So I think there's a lot of questions if he could still keep that after 4 years away, and getting rid of Peter McNeely in less than a minute and a half. I think people still kind of marveled at that that's what this guy did. The problem is, you look at what these two guys do, Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, and obviously they're a lot smaller. And even if you get them at their peak and what they do, I mean, Floyd is just a great defensive fighter, just a really pure, great boxer. So if you're getting him at his peak, I think it's kind of by design you're not going to get the most exciting fight, at least by, you know, most fans, casual fan standards. You're going to get him, you know, countering a lot, making the other guy miss a lot. And Pacquiao, I mean, Pacquiao does have quite a few knockouts, at least for especially for his size. But, you know, Mayweather's just a tough guy to get to that. So I think, I mean, best case scenario, if these two guys are both on, you know, it's still stylistically, you wonder if it matches up like a fight like that that's going to be a barn burner.
Yeah, and that's the thing when their two styles get together. I think, you know, obviously Floyd's got his athleticism. Pacquiao is I think been known to stand in there more and brawl with people, and he's indicated that he's willing to do that against Mayweather. I'd love to see him just go at it for 12 rounds. Probably won't happen, but in terms of just sheer talent, proven track record, ability, this fight has it all. And for years, we called them the pound-for-pound best fighter or second-best fighter, depending on who was fighting that weekend, and we always meshed their names together. So finally, they're going to be in the ring, settle, I guess, who is the best pound-for-pound fighter of this generation. Going to be fun. And at least it's finally here. So instead of us talking about what could have been, we could talk about what's going to happen. But Pacquiao is about a $2 underdog at the sports books. What do you think he's going to have to do to win? Because I think he's going to turn it in. I think he wants to turn it into a slugfest. He thinks that he's got probably a better chin than Mayweather, and he's ready to go at it.
Yeah, I think you know, maybe I'm looking at this wrong, but if you've read some of the stuff we've written, I know our dual column in the Sunday a couple weeks ago. To me, it's not even so much what Pacquiao can do to win. It's more Mayweather. I feel like if Mayweather is at his best, if he's the guy we had seen, you know, 4 and 5 years ago that just couldn't be touched, was just so flawless, I just do not see Manny Pacquiao beating him. The flip side to that, to me, is I think in each of Mayweather's last two fights, even though both against Marcus Maidana, and even though he won the second one more convincingly, I mean, he got hit a little bit. It seemed like his reflexes were just a tiny bit slower. So to me, if Mayweather is that guy and is maybe not as sharp as he once was, then I think Pacquiao has a chance because, like you said, Pacquiao's a brawler. Pacquiao is going to be throwing at him. If Mayweather's not as quick as he once was, if he's not quite that great defensively, then I could see Pacquiao winning this fight. I mean, Pacquiao's not the same either. We talked about knockouts. He doesn't have a knockout since 2009. Now, neither does Mayweather, really. He has that one against Victor Ortiz, but there's kind of an asterisk by it. But
Pacquiao has nothing to lose. Everybody thinks he's going to lose the fight.
I would not say everyone thinks he's going to lose the fight. He has all the action is coming on him in sports books. I mean, like 80% of the action. I mean, I really think if you ask people, it's close to 50-50 of who they're taking in this fight.
Well, you're probably right.
I mean, maybe 55-45. I really don't think it's higher than 60-40.
I mean, I just think that Mayweather expects to win, and Pacquiao knows that he's going to have to be at his best to win. Maybe that's just my opinion. I've been wrong several times before in life.
I mean, I think Mayweather is going to win, but I think both these guys are very confident. I don't think either of them are lacking for confidence. You know, I think Freddie Roach really believes he has some things that could beat Floyd Mayweather, and I actually believe him. He speaks with a lot of conviction when he says that, and given his close relationship with Pacquiao, I think even if Pacquiao did have any doubts in his mind right now, which I don't believe he does, but even if he did, I think Roach's confidence is pretty infectious for a guy you're that close with and has meant that much to your career. So I think even if it was, you know, he's been down there at Wild Card Gym for about over a month now. So I think that I think they're going to have a good game plan going in. I don't think either guy is going to lack for confidence. They both think they're going to win. The bottom line to me is Mayweather, at his best, is a much better boxer to me. I used to think he would run right through Pacquiao. The question is just maybe he has lost a little bit. Maybe he's not at his best anymore. Maybe that's how Pacquiao can beat him. I'm still picking Mayweather, but I'm intrigued, and I could see it going either way.
The thing that I found, and this probably goes back to what we were talking about earlier, no knockouts are expected in this fight. Mayweather, who's the favorite, the $2 favorite, is plus 500 to win by knockout. And Pacquiao, I think, plus 800 to win by knockout. So you're going to see 12 full rounds. Stamina could become a question, even though both have gone 12 rounds multiple times, more times than not in their career. They haven't gone 12 rounds against somebody of the caliber they're going to line up against. Do you think that somebody might get better, Case, in the later rounds? Somebody might be in better shape or just have that little extra to go into rounds 9 through 12 and win some rounds late?
First of all, those prices are ridiculous. I wouldn't need a lot higher than that. It's plus 500 for Mayweather by knockout. That's way too short to show you how little you know, I'm kind of expecting a finish. As far as late in the fight, I think that, you know, that's where Mayweather has really been untouchable. I mean, he gloats about it a lot, but you can't say it's not true that he's just one the best conditioned athlete in sports. I mean, he never looks tired. Even some of these fights where he has encountered some trouble early, the one everyone always talks about, Shane Mosley, who really rocked Mayweather in the second or third round, I think it was the second, back in 2010. I mean, the reason Mayweather was able to win is because he used kind of those middle rounds to recover, and then he just kind of coasted in the final rounds. He was so much fresher, moved so much quicker. I mean, this is not to say that Manny Pacquiao has a problem with winding down, because he doesn't, but Pacquiao does kind of have that tendency to just, you know, go like the Energizer Bunny in the first few rounds. And I think you could see him getting tired quicker than Mayweather. If I'm betting on Manny Pacquiao or wanting Manny Pacquiao to win, I really want him to get off to a huge start and win, you know, 4 of the first 5 rounds or 5 of the last 6. Because if he doesn't put Mayweather away, which I think it's going to be very difficult to do, I think Floyd will have an advantage at the end of the fight.
And that's the one thing as a fight fan I don't want to see is this fight having to, you know, be controversial at the end. I hope there's a clear-cut winner and a clear-cut loser because, you know, scoring in Nevada specifically is always under fire. And I just hope that one fighter comes out, enforces his will on the other, and there's a clear-cut winner.
I could see controversy in this fight so easily.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just look at Mayweather. I guess everyone know he beat Maidana the last time. And I think he beat him pretty convincingly the first time, too. But there's controversy after that fight. People screaming that Maidana deserved the win. It was a majority decision. I think that's ridiculous. So there's controversy after that one. Two fights ago, Canelo Alvarez, Floyd just absolutely destroyed him. I mean, it wasn't out of all these guys' most recent fights, I think it was the least close. He beat him just easily, and one of the judges had it a draw. So there's two out of three of last Mayweather fights that have been controversial. Of course, maybe not recently as much from Pacquiao, but he has the infamous split decision loss to Timothy Bradley. Everyone always complained about the scoring of Juan Manuel Marquez. So it's just so tough to get away from controversy in boxing with the 12 rounds. So many people see it going so many different ways. The only question to me is, I think there is going to be controversy. It's just, is it real controversy or is it the imagined? A lot of times I just feel like we're predisposed to complaining and, you know, people will start arguing for who they think won. So I could easily see Mayweather winning like 8-4. And then, you know, the Pacquiao fans who are just like, well, feel like Pacquiao threw a lot more punches, which he will throw a lot more punches. It doesn't matter if you don't land them, though.
And
I think people are going to complain that he won.
Yeah, that's part of trying to trick the scores, though, is by throwing a lot of punches. I actually wrote a story about judging, and I remember that. I think that you and I, while we both agree Mayweather is going to win, I've always been under the opinion that he's going to dominate. I don't think Pacquiao's on the same level as Mayweather, and you've disagreed since this fight's been made. So finally we'll find out Saturday night which one of us is correct. Pay-per-view's $100. Tickets are going for multiple thousands of dollars. I am so curious, and this has nothing to do with the fight. I'm so curious to see which celebrities are going to be there. Because usually on a good fight night, you would get Barkley, a few NBA players whose majority of their seasons will be over by then, or are over. But I'm just anxious to see who's going to be there, who gets in, who's willing to pay what for tickets.
Yeah, an interesting side note from a couple weeks ago. A bunch of celebrities that sounded like we're going to be able to get free tickets, but through like a sponsor. They would have to wear, like, I know supposedly Rihanna got tickets through some sponsor and she has to wear a hat with their logo on it. So all these ringside tickets are going to these celebrities supposedly who are kind of out there supporting a product, which is another interesting side note. And yeah, I'm really interested to see that too. I already mentioned the Mayweather-Mosley fight, but I always look back at that fight as like I could not believe how many celebrities were there. It was the same weekend. I guess it's kind of an open Hollywood weekend. There were just, I mean, before the fight, they showed all the celebrities on the screen. There were probably 100, and I've never seen anything like that in the few years since. I think this will be the one that finally tops it.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't wait. There's just so much intrigue into this night, and we've both been on record picking Mayweather. I think Mayweather wins 118-110. You probably don't think as high. I think he starts strong, that he knows he's not going to be able to, you know, give up any early rounds. And I just think he's up comfortably and has a safe final few rounds to victory.
Yeah, I would probably take the under. I mean, that means he wins. That means Pacquiao wins 2 rounds?
Yeah, I
think Pacquiao can win more than that. I mean, you know, maybe I'm just overreacting to one fight, but Pacquiao would be a favorite over Marcus Maidana right now. Absolutely no question. Probably a pretty significant favorite. Probably about 2-1, and Maidana hit Mayweather 400 sometimes, and you don't want to get hit 400 times by Manny Pacquiao, even if he's lost a little bit or not.
I totally agree with you. I think, again, I'll go back to what I first said. I think that Mayweather is going to be on guard. Maybe Maidana didn't have his attention initially, at least during the first fight. I think Mayweather comes out and we see the best Floyd Mayweather we've ever seen, and considering he's the, you know, the elite fighter in our generation, it could be a special performance.
Yeah, I'd like to see them both at their best, and that's the one thing I just don't – I have a tough time buying into that we're going to see these guys at their best. Floyd is 38 years old. Boxing, even if you argue primes are a little bit later than other sports, guys are not in their prime at 38 years old. Pacquiao's 37, so you can say the same thing with him. You're not going to see him at his best. Actually, he's 36, excuse me. I'll turn 37 later this year. But it's just tough for me to think we're going to see their best, which is a little disappointing to me. And I thought maybe that would carry over and hover over the fight, but it's pretty clear from everything that's happened how much people are talking about this that I'm in the minority. I don't think most people really care about that. They're just happy to see this. I mean, only like the most hardcore boxing fans are saying we should have seen this 5 years ago. I think everyone's just excited it's happening now.
Exactly. Me too.
Right.
Well, for Case, I'm Ray. This is Fightcasters. We'll talk to you guys Saturday.